Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Hussein Akhani and Bill Raggio. Bill, you have a question or a comment from the ambassador about what is to be done?
Well, yeah, but before, the Indians have implemented a series of import bans, but most specifically, the Indus Waters Treaty has been suspended. How significant is that to Pakistan, and could it cause this conflict to spiral out of control?
We must remember that the Indus Waters Treaty is one of the most successful water sharing agreements between two countries anywhere in the world. It was negotiated with great difficulty, and the agreement was signed in 1960. There are 6 rivers that flow from Kashmir down into Punjab, which is divided between India and Pakistan. And the agreement said India has first right on the eastern 3 rivers, and Pakistan has the first right on the western 3 rivers. It has worked all right so far. India builds hydroelectric plants, etc., and barrages on the 3 rivers. Pakistan, the 3 other rivers are allowed to flow into Pakistan unimpeded. Now it seems that India, having scrapped the treaty, or not scrapped, but held it in abeyance, is seeking the right to be able to build dams and other restrictive structures on the 3 rivers that were given to Pakistan. And that is going to create Pakistan, some problems for Pakistan. The flow of water will definitely be impeded. And there will be moments when India could actually let a lot of water come into Pakistan through barrages that it has that it is intending to build, and some that it already has, which will create floods in Pakistan. So yes, it is a life and death issue for Pakistan, and Pakistan has repeatedly said that this would be deemed as an act of war.
Hussein, I have learned many different opinions of this latest dispute, but one that came to me that struck me as a complete surprise was that it in some fashion enhances Modi's authority in India. Is that accurate?
I think that the current dispute has actually strengthened Prime Minister Modi's hand in India, because it has rallied. Look, we must remember this latest terrorist attack was a major provocation. Hindus were identified by name and by identity and then killed. So it becomes like a Hindu issue rather than just an Indian issue. And so that is being that sentiment is definitely being used and whipped up by the ruling party in India. But on the Pakistani side, the Pakistani army commander, General Asim Munir, was under a lot of attack from supporters of Imran Khan. And now, of course, they all have to more or less shut up, because if a country is in a state of war, you don't attack and criticize your army leadership. So both leaders in both countries have both effective leaders in both countries have actually benefited from the two countries coming to the brink of war.
Bill, you have a question or comment?
Yes. Has Pakistan learned all the wrong lessons from its success in Afghanistan that it can use terrorist organizations as a tool of foreign policy? Is that what we're witnessing here today with this conflict between India and Pakistan?
I think that having nuclear weapons has given Pakistan a sense of invincibility, and then to use jihadi terrorists as an instrument is a unique thing, because Russia didn't do that with the U.S. The U.S. didn't do that with the Soviet Union. In this particular case, the idea is we will use subconventional warfare, which is terrorism. They can't escalate to conventional war, because if they do, then we will be able to threaten them with escalation to nuclear war. And the whole world will just say, guys, just shut up. And India is a bit annoyed with that because they say, why do we have to keep putting up with terrorism just because those sponsoring terrorism or supporting terrorism have nuclear weapons? And I think that the Afghan war, going back all the way to the Soviet, anti-Soviet war, has made Pakistan look at things very differently and to its detriment, in my opinion, because the economy has definitely suffered from it, society has suffered from it, and Pakistan thought, in Afghanistan, we can keep these jihadis going for a long time. It's a very low-cost option. They don't cost that much, and we can do that on the Eastern Front as well. The consequences for Pakistan have not been good, but the Pakistanis still think that it's a nice, low-cost military option to keep the pot boiling on both sides.
Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.